Speak boldly and with great courage, daughter of Zion, for the times are crucial, and my truth must be shared with all who have ears to hear. A great and mighty tempest brews, as the kings and lords of the world's nations have plotted and conspired behind closed doors, making secret pacts and covenants that come directly from the pit of hell. Hell has enlarged her mouth to receive the untold numbers whose fate is sealed because of their obedience to utter evil, the King of Darkness. Most nations of the earth have been sold out by their leaders and betrayed at the highest levels. The portals to hell all over the earth are opening, as many are working fervently to call upon the enemy's army to gather in great multitudes and prepare for war. CERN leads the charge in initiating and continuing the urgent attempts to reach darker dimensions, dimensions that were never intended to be opened by man. All of the knowledge used to gain access to these realms was given to mankind by the fallen ones, those condemned already, but who shared secrets with man after they rebelled, that I did not wish for man to have. You will now see more and more of these evil manifestations all around you. Those who have spiritual eyes to see and spiritual ears to hear will understand what it is that I am speaking of. Satan is not a creator, and in order to carry out his plans against the Most High Creator, he must have hosts that he can indwell and operate through to carry out his sinister plans. He is doing this in a variety of ways, and you will see things now in the natural that are anything but natural, as the offspring of hybrid beings once here long ago will be permitted to come upon the earth once again as a form of judgment. Diabolical beings and creatures are returning, and their intentions are not pure, as they were not created in my image, and therefore do not possess my spirit within them. The manipulation of my creation and my intentions is bringing about a most horrific reality for those left here on the earth after I remove my remnant. Can you not hear what my spirit is speaking to you in this late hour, my people? I wish that none would perish, and in my mercy I warn and I chasten and yearn for you to come to me and listen to all I have been saying to you. But it appears very few are truly repenting and surrendering their hearts and lives to me. Oh, but if you could only see the fate of those whose lives have already been lived here on earth and who have passed into eternity, refusing to accept me and the truth of who I am. If you could only hear their cries, their desperation, as they beg for only one moment in my presence, just one precious moment, so they could repent and change their destinies. If you could only experience their agony, even for the briefest of seconds, as this is all you could bear, as they dwell in utter darkness, being completely absent from my presence and my sight. Such despair and hopelessness that cannot be described in your terms is what these are experiencing, all because of free will and choice. I have taught you that I will never leave you or forsake anyone who desires me. It is the soul's choice to refuse my free gift and consequently accept this horrendous and unimaginable fate. I never speak words to you to cause fear, but always to prick your hearts and convict you of how a lifetime of willful sin and unrepentance will ultimately lead to spiritual death. I can't be any more clear about eternity. just as you could not fathom that I do not have a beginning, you cannot fathom what eternity means in total darkness, away from your Creator, the only one who truly knows you and loves you unconditionally. The hourglass empties rapidly, and you may not have this life by tomorrow. Come now to me, quickly, my people. Yehoshua.